Lester.
You know what? It's my huge pleasure this morning to welcome on the show our very special guest. I mean, he's so inspiring. He is an Olympic hopeful, youngest ever to go to the Olympics. And it's also his birthday today. Happy 17th birthday, Pieter Kutsia. Lekker man.
Thank you. Thank you.
17 vandaag.
Yes.
Wat gee jy vir 'n 17-jarige swemmer vir sy verjaarsdag? Wat jy gekry?
Ek het 'n massage gun gekry van my ouers af. So dit gaan help wanneer ek op toer is en goed om bietjie te recover tussen die al die racing en goed.
Ja. Fantastic gift really for young 17-year-old swimmers and older people like myself. I want one of those.
I recommend it.
Dude, swem jy al jou hele lewe lank?
Ek het begin swem op 9, het ek begin ernstig swem en galas en goed swem. Yeah. En ja, van toe af het ek nooit rarig gedink aan enig iets anders doen nie.
Often when we talk about kids and teenagers, the word pressure comes into play and there's a... I think there's a belief that there's too much pressure on kids and young people these days, coming from all angles, whether it is parents, school, social media, etc., everything else that happened in our world. But oh boy, I mean, you are now the youngest Olympian hopeful.
Yeah, I believe so.
You believe so?
I'm not sure.
That is enormous. How do you deal with that pressure that's now all of a sudden on you and all these eyes and the interviews and the expectations? How do you deal with it?
I try to just remember I'm still just a 17-year-old kid now, and just still remember why I started swimming. It's just because I love it and I enjoy it. And I think sometimes the pressure I put on myself is more than what other people put on me. So I'm lucky to have parents that don't put pressure on me at all. My coach is amazing. He doesn't put pressure on me, so I'm lucky to not have that problem. Sometimes I do put too much pressure on myself, but that's when I just need to remember to keep perspective and remember I'm still 16, 17 years old. I can't put too much pressure on myself. And as soon as I'm starting to not enjoy it as much, that's when you need to take a step back and just remember why you are doing this.
Yeah. You've got your stuff together more than most adults I know, I can tell you that for sure. It's such important perspective. Yes, it's so important in your life, but it's not everything in your life. Definitely. And the important thing, I think, for kids listening and for teenagers listening that feel anxious under pressure, whether it's pressure, schoolwork, or making decisions going forward, to remember, and you've mentioned it there, I think that is the differentiator, that is alom belangrik, is die mense om jou. Jou ouers, jou coach, wat jou gemaklik laat voel.
Definitief,
That, you know, whatever the result is, you'll always remember why you did it in the first place and you were there to enjoy it.
Definitely, yeah. After the heat and final swim of my 100 backstroke when I didn't make it, it wasn't like my coach was disappointed or made me feel bad about it. Mm. He told me he's very proud of me. I need to remember I'm 16. I need to keep perspective. It's saying that I am going to do it at some stage. It's just a matter of when. Might not be this time. Next time I will. I'm very lucky to have a coach like that. And obviously my parents, they don't put pressure on me at all. They're very laid back in the swimming type of thing. My dad just cares about schoolwork mostly. Still not pressure on schoolwork or anything. But I mean, it's just I'm just lucky to have parents like that and a coach like that.
Such amazing advice and perspective. Now, for kids listening or adults that want to start swimming, just tell them your daily routine.
So I'll get up in the morning, say 4:45. Training would start at 5:20, 5:30.
In the morning?
Yes, in the morning. And then we do, say, 1.5 to 2 hours in that session. Then I would just get dressed, go to school till about 2:00, go home, have a lunch, and then train at 5:30 again in the afternoon for another 2 hours. That would be Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And then Tuesdays and Thursdays, I would do a swim session in the morning. No, a gym session in the morning and a swim session in the afternoon. So it's 2 gym a week and then the rest is all swimming.
We'll just consider that for a moment, okay? 16-year-old schoolboy starts his day just after 4 and then ends his day Probably right around 7 at night.
Yeah, 7:30.
7:30 at night. Then you go home, you got to sleep at some point, then it all starts again.
Yes,
and that's how you get to the Olympic Games, my friend.
Yeah.
Sefafume, so what's happening now? What is what's going to happen when you guys get there? What's the process going to the Olympic Games?
Ek vlieg die 12de Julie, as ek reg onthou.
Okay, 12de Julie, nou vlieg jy
Tokyo toe. Yeah.
En as jy daar kom, wat gebeur dan?
Ek dink ons gaan isolate vir so 2 weke.
Of course.
Van COVID, né? En dan begin racing die 28ste Julie. So ons gaan vir 2 weke omtrent daar wees net oefen en terug hotel toe, en dan begin racing eers die 28ste.
Yes. Werk dit? I mean, stupid question possibly, but how does it work in terms of going to another country with different eating habits and stuff? Moet jy aanpas daar of eet jy wat jy gewoonlik eet of wat?
As ek by die vorige jare, ek het bietjie gekyk, hulle het soos 'n dining hall where they have different countries or different types of food where you can choose what you're used to. So
I want to go for that.
They do cater for that. Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's like a smorgasbord buffet.
Yeah.
All the different kinds of... okay, so how tall are you? Hoe lang is jy?
Yeah, I'm 197. Yeah.
That's even taller than Ian Thorpe and Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
I mean, have people spoken to you about those big names?
Yeah, they have.
Have you met any of them?
No, I haven't, unfortunately. I hope so.
What will you ask? I mean, Michael Phelps is probably considered, you know, one of the greatest athletes of our time.
Yeah, no, he's amazing. Yeah. I would love to meet him. Unfortunately, he has retired now, so I won't see him in Tokyo. Yeah. But I believe I will meet him someday, and I can't wait for that, definitely.
Which swimmer has inspired you the most?
Locally, definitely, Chad Leclerc.
I've seen a picture with you and Chad.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I raced him now in PE for the first time. Yeah. Met him for the first time, and he's such a nice guy. We basically spent the week together, sort of, because we were all in the hotel together. Yeah. So I chatted to him a few times, and he's such a nice guy. Gave me some good tips and stuff. And yeah, I'd say my generation, sort of. Matthew Sates also qualified now, 17-year-old.
Yeah.
So me and him were both, you know, small boys watching the Olympics on TV when we saw what Chad pulled off in 2012. So I'd say that would be a big reason for our generation coming through now and doing so well. I think just because we all saw that and saw what is possible out of South Africa.
Pieter Kutsie, is die volgende naam, is die Chad Leclerc.
Let's hope.
Province of Africa, what I've noticed as well over the years, Mrs. Roland Schumann, baie van hulle eindig op in Amerika because, you know, there's a perception that obviously the clubs there and the professional level of swimming.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, the swimmers literally are superstars.
It's
just next level. Mm. I mean, the perception is there that they take it a lot more seriously.
Yeah.
Would you consider moving to the States or wherever?
I would love to stay here in South Africa.
Okay.
Obviously, I can see what I'm doing is working, so I wouldn't want to change what I'm doing.
Hmm.
And also, this is home for me. My whole support system is here. Everyone I know is here. And just the country in general, I love the country. So I would love to stay and train at Tux, study at Tux, and then, you know, train out of here and show the world that you can do it from South Africa, just like Chad did as well.
Love that. What is your groot cheat meal wat jy nie op die oomblik mag eet nie? It's not sweet.
Op die oomblik eet ek wat ek wil. And then for about a month before competition, I'll start eating clean.
En as jy goed doen daar, of as jy net klaar is daar, al die pressure is weg, wat gaan jy vir jou kry?
Definitief a pizza.
Is it?
Yes, definitely.
Wat's a pizza?
Domino's. Love Domino's.
Domino's pizza. I strike you a deal. Whatever happens at the Olympic Games, when you come back, I will order a Domino's for everybody. We'll have a Domino's feast on this show.
Can't
wait. You're still underage, so there will be no champagne, but I'll buy for now leftover alcohol-free nonsense that we must gekoop.
Okay, cool. And lockdown.
We'll just have a celebration of life and Olympic Games.
Yeah, that's a deal.
That's a deal.
Peter,
so lekker met jou op te vang. Thank you for being so inspiring. Alles van die beste. Enjoy it. Obviously, we are there with you all the way. And we'll be proud of you either way because you have become the youngest person to go and represent us at the Olympic Games. Lekker om jou te ontmoet.
Thanks. Nice to meet you too. Wake up. With Martin Bester on Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.